This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Low-income families are critical consumers. Many forget that low-income families are not just ALICE people, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, employed folks, but they're also an important and critical market for many companies. Even while some conservative forces in the states try to cut back on crucial social services like Medicare and eligibility for food stamps, welfare, and other benefits, the crisis in their families also reverberates in multiple companies that drive the overall U.S. economy. McDonald's, in a recent earnings report for the first quarter of 2024, reported that their businesses are hurting in many places because lower-income families have now depleted their savings and exhausted the pandemic family supports, so they're abandoning restaurants and going to grocery stores for cheaper products. The company is responding with a $4 meal package to draw people back in, but ALICE families are likely better off in the grocery stores. By grocery stores, I don't mean dollar stores, because they're hurting too, since so much of their customer base consists of ALICE families. Dollar Tree, which also owns Family Dollar, has made big news by announcing that they're closing 1,000 stores to deal with customer income issues. More importantly than the closings, it's revamping its stores to add more food options and other products in the less than $5 range. Reading between the lines, what they're acknowledging is the fact that they are now too often the sad oasis in food deserts and need to address that fact more forthrightly if they're going to survive along with their customers. Of course, they also want to make money for sure. Dollar General earlier had touted its move to fresh food, making Little Rock stores and a proposed distribution warehouse there the centerpiece of its strategy. Walmart is noticing the same thing and saying so because lower income and ALICE families are also their bread and butter. They've gotten a lot of recent publicity about their manager's academy, where they're trying to emphasize to their local store chieftains how important it is to take care of their staff, their customers, and even the community. What a concept! It's hard not to talk about the elephant in the room. These big, huge companies are having to make adjustments now because for a brief window, thanks to Biden's cash supports to families during the pandemic and the emergency increases in food stamps and Medicaid eligibility and support, these families were able to withstand inflation and often put aside some extra dollars for a change. The end of these programs, including the additional child support, means less family income and more poverty, pure and simple. Tight-fisted and conservative politicians at the federal and state level like to pretend that in cutting benefits in the social safety net, they're punishing malingerers. Wrong. They're punishing low and moderate income families, ALICE families, the working poor across the board. Now that Wall Street and big companies are also feeling the pain, maybe they will finally hear and listen to them as big political donors, since they don't mind ignoring all the folks feeling the squeeze of their short-sighted and punitive policies at the grassroots. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.